Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses, and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
Good night, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Some homespun music until it's coming out my ears. Let's hear some music, some pretty music, until it's bring me close to tears. Let's turn the radio on. Let's turn the radio on. Let's turn the radio on all night long. You turn it off and then turn it on. There's music playing. You turn it on and then turn it off.
McCartney is in the building.
Michael McGeer McCartney is with Ian Lee.
Thank you.
And together we are McCartney and Lee.
Oh, you make my heart melt. I know you're on. Is that your hearing aid whistling? We had Jess Conrad in the other night and his hearing aid was whistling.
I heard.
He was so lovely. But
hold on, can you hear mine? Can't hear a bloody word.
Pardon?
I said, have you heard this one?
Go on.
How's it going? Think liver birds.
Yes. Oh!
20 years on the telly
of
the liver birds. Guess whose whistle introduced that? Alan Cumings, the great Scottish actor.
Yeah.
Once shook my hand in Liverpool.
Wow.
And, I said, what was that for? I just told him I was the whistle on the liver bird
yeah.
on the telly for 20 years. He says, "Mike, that's unbelievable." I said, "Why did you shake my hand?" "I can go back to Glasgow now and tell my mum that I shook the hand."
Whoa, Steady! You can't even... What did I do?
What did I do?
You're whispering the F word, but whispering flipping. It so loudly that everyone can hear it.
What's wrong with
flipping? 5 minutes in, I've had to dump...
Flipping Kath, what's up with you? Where is Flipping Kath?
She's on holiday in Corfu.
So she says...
Come closer to the mic.
Come closer
you
to
and
me.
Jess Conrad, you Excuse old...
Me. Why do you want me closer to you, Ian?
Because you're a very attractive man.
True.
And...
keep going.
I would like to get to know you well.
Yeah, better.
Okay, better.
Good. Okay.
Now, you're here to plug an album.
I was thinking that on the way here.
But...
McGear album.
No.
McGear album.
You have to earn that.
No, no.
Yes.
No, no. Oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. All you do is come on the radio live and say...
You're worse than Oasis.
Flipping.
Or another modern rock and roll band.
That's right. And all you do, taking account in Flipping Oasis, all you do is say McGear album. Weirdos. Weirdos. McGear. And all you do is keep saying it. McGear. Weirdos. Weirdos animation. McGear. Esoteric.
End of round one.
Cherry red. McGear.
No, for a
animation,
fact. Weirdos. Had a...
Hiya, Ian.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Pleasure.
You've had a very relaxing dinner. I'm saying relaxing and I mean you're pissed.
I'm as relaxed as a dinner.
I'm as relaxed as a judge. You've been out for... Am I allowed to say who you went for dinner with?
Oh, well, it all depends. Who did I go to dinner with? I can't remember. I'm so relaxed.
It was Sir.
What?
Peter Blake.
Sir. Our Pete.
One of the greatest living
he
artists.
He is great artist.
He's incredible.
He is. Now, the most important thing, all you people, and all you're going to say, oh, Peter Blake, the Sergeant Pepper man.
Did he do that as well?
He did that
I
as well.
I was unaware of that.
Now, you look at... I used to go to the Walker Art Gallery in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because I liked art, you know. And there on the walls, I saw Peter Blake before he was Peter Blake.
What was he doing on the walls?
He was on the walls. It's
just hanging out.
It's out of his skull.
Yes.
After all these meals in London. And on the walls, I remember one particularly, something called, I think it was Titania, this lovely little fairy glen with this little fairy and this thing. And I think he got yes. the artist prize, the John Moores exhibition prize. He beat David Hockney.
Wow.
Peter Blake.
Yeah.
I got the brochure that I went as a child to prove it, that he got the first prize. Hockney came third or fourth. Peter Blake got it because he's that good. So check it. Google him. Check out as well.
Check him out.
Chuckle out his checkles.
Chuckle Brothers.
On Google and just see his stuff. He is...
Oh, Peter Blake,
great
artist. He is incredible. And of course, Sergeant Pepper is you know, if you don't know anything about him, you'll know Sergeant Pepper. But he
slightly
is
well known.
So much more than that. What is he doing hanging out with you, Mike?
Because he's got class.
has he?
That's why, Ian.
Oh, I see.
That's why he's hanging out with me, because he knows a troublemaker when he sees one.
Yeah.
And a charming gentleman.
Is he a troublemaker himself, is he? I can imagine he is.
Peter's a quiet troublemaker, very quiet.
Right, they're the worst kind.
Yes, thank you.
They're the worst kind. The noisy ones, you know where to look.
That's right.
It's the quiet ones are doing stuff in the background.
Left field.
Got to say, you're looking very smart. Lovely strides you've got on tonight.
Oh, do you like my strides?
I'm happy to swap trousers.
Do you like the way I strided in?
I did like that.
Thank
it was
you.
Very impressive. Yeah, it was almost in a straight line.
Wait till I stride.
We should say, for those who don't know, Mike McCartney, McGear.
McCartney. McGear album, Weirdos.
Well, he's doing it again.
McGear album.
Let's do the shorthand. So, member of the Scaffold, 60s.
Originally called, when I joined them, they were called the Liverpool One Fat Lady, bingo terminology, the Liverpool One Fat Lady Non-Electric Show, which no one could pronounce.
Oh, I like that.
It's great, isn't it?
I love those very long titles. Like the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band,
yes,
those long...
That's it.
Ponderous
Monty
titles.
Python's thingy, whatever that's called. We used to work a lot with Python.
Did you?
Yeah, As we amalgamated with the Pythons and the Bonzos with What was it called? Grimms. That Grimms. Was us and the Bonzos.
Now, remind me, because I know Neil Innes was in the Grimms. I can't remember everyone's
names. Well, he went
names.
Into Python, didn't he, with the Ruttles yeah. and Pythons, all that.
He fell out with the Pythons. I don't quite know what
well,
happened.
There we was won't a... go into that.
No, but well, I just... won't go into that. That breaks my heart, because I saw...
him go into that.
I saw the Pythons a few years ago, and it was such a shame that he wasn't part of that huge show at the yeah. O2. Neil Innes is just...
He's very clever, isn't he?
Neil Innes is one
do you
of
want
those...
a story?
Go on.
So, not that I would... Ian, not that I would interrupt your very valuable television show.
I'm just speaking when there's a
gap. Are we on television
gap?
Here?
Yes. Oh, yeah, this is television. It's the only way we could get him. We told him there were pictures.
For my camera.
Here we go.
Okay.
I got to keep those on. I'll get a picture of that.
Okay.
This is... I shall tweet that picture of what I'm having to deal with.
All those poor people at home that went to silence and haven't got tele-radio.
Press your red buttons now.
Now. Press them now. Now, what were we talking about?
You were
I'm going to tell you. Uh-oh. I interrupted you. You asked about Neil Innes.
I didn't, but you were going to tell me about him anyway.
Anyway, I was staying at his house in London.
Show off.
Many, 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 many years ago. He stayed at my house up north.
Yeah. But I believe you're from Liverpool, is that correct?
I am from Liverpool.
I've heard that rumor.
I am from the centre of the universe, Liverpool. Yeah. And I was staying at Neil's in London. And I came down the stairs one day and Yvonne, his wife, was there. And I said, wow, that's great. Is that a new Neil track? Don't say anything. I said, why? That's a new Bowie track.
Oh.
And
Bowie had ripped off Neil Innes.
Well, I'm not saying anything. Ian, would
I'm
I say
it.
That live on your radio? Not that you're controversial.
No.
No.
Oh,
good.
No. Very
no
friendly. No.
But that's all she said. Shh, don't say anything to Neil, because that's a new Bowie album. Bit sort of... Anyway, were saying...
Because, of course, McGeer. Oasis did rip him off.
Weirdos, animation.
Oasis did rip him off.
Did they? And who, Bowie or Neil?
No, Neil. They the, da, 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 da.
Sounds like Coronation Street.
Yeah. It does sound like Coronation Street. No, but one of their songs, they stole the free to be an idiot.
Oh,
riff.
Did they? How yeah. sweet to be an idiot.
Sweet to be an idiot. And Neil sued them. And
did he?
He got a big old check out of it,
oh,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, good.
Because Neil used to come on stage in Grimms. He used to come on stage. Imagine this, everyone listening. There's a man that comes on stage now and sits down at the piano with a duck on his head.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very straight, very serious. Strangely, the students seem to like this. I'll tell you a bit soon, if you can remember, about Mooney.
Mooney?
Entering our
I'm
establishment. You
okay.
won't believe this one.
Okay.
But initially now, we're in a Grimms performance, and suddenly Neil comes onto the piano, nice, darkly lit. We had two things as well. And he came in and sat at the piano with a duck on his head, right? And then just... Dunga, 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 how sweet
yeah.
to be an idiot. Da, 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 da,
it's a great
dead straight,
song.
Dead straight. Beautiful song, beautiful singing with the duck on his head.
Yeah.
And the other one he did, now then, talking about
here
being ripped off.
Yes.
We're doing world exclusives.
Here we go, this is
now
it, guys.
You tell me who got what from.
Okay, go on.
Neil Innes in Grimms used to be, right, here we go, nothing's on. Suddenly, from the back of the stage, you would have the spot, centre stage, on a microphone. Everything else is black. Suddenly, there's a boom, 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 boom. And there's this bloke emerges from the back of the stage with a great big giant on these enormous big boots.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
With a guitar. He comes, boom, 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 down to the microphone, and he goes to talk into the microphone because he's so tall, the road he has to come in, put the microphone up, and so, oh, ha, 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 funny, funny. And he's got his guitar, and he goes, with enormous tall boots on.
You mentioned the boots.
Okay.
They're integral.
And so he plays it, he's got his guitar, and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, a short blues. Doodle, 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 da, da, and then walks off on the giant boots. Now, what film have you seen a rock singer called Tommy? I'm not giving any clues here, but you think about And then I wonder where he got it from. Was it Scaffold's backing singer?
Oh, of Reg. Course, Elton John.
Thank you.
Shaw plays a mean pinball. Famous scene in the movie where he's on these boots that are about 6 feet high.
Funny you should say that, Ian.
Did he nick that from you?
I didn't. No. Ian. From Neil.
From Neil. Right. After this, you and me, we're getting in my car, we're going to drive round to Windsor, we're going to find Elton's house, and we're going to put a dog poo through his letterbox.
No, put the boot in. Oh,
hey!
That's why I'm here.
15 minutes and we got to the punchline. Right, we're going to play some ads. When we come back, we are going to talk about McGear the album. I think you've heard.
Oh, McGear.
The album. No!
And the weirdos.
Stop it.
McGear.
This is Talk Radio.
Esoteric.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged antipodeans.
Good night, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor? The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, here we go.
Where do we go?
Here we go.
A fitty hole.
Can I sing a song?
Yes, please.
Can I sing this to you? Yes. Dedicate this to you.
Please, thank you.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been wanting to do this for years, and last time Mike came in, I just didn't feel confident enough, so I'm gonna do it now. It's a bold moment, but here we go. Michael McGear, you have always been my inspiration. That's all I've got. But
that'll do me.
It's not bad, is
that'll
it?
That'll do me, pal.
Just a little tune I'm working on.
That'll
kicking
do
it around.
Me. That could be a hit.
It's my favourite Beatles song. Yeah, genuinely is it? Martha, my dear. I love
it. Is it a Beatles song?
Yeah, but have you heard of the Beatles?
I thought it was Scaffold song.
Scaffold. A much better band.
Thank you.
A much better band.
Thank you.
McGear is
That's
the
me,
album.
McGear.
Oh, I know, but we're
talking... Esoteric.
Now we're
talking... Cherry Red. McGear album.
The Widows.
Animation. Thank you. Widows.
We're talking about the album 45 years after it sailed to the lower regions of the hit parade.
That's right.
It's come out again.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Anyway,
coming up after...
Bye, everyone. Back to Liverpool.
It's been brought out on Cherry Red, which is a brilliant label.
Yes.
They do really nice... They put a lot of affection into their releases.
Yes, they do. They really
good
love
people.
The... Yes, they're very... It's very important. I had two choices. LA was equally very nice people in LA. They wanted to re-release it. And Cherry Red Esoteric wanted to release it. And the first question I had to ask is, why?
Mm.
After 45 years, why do you want to... Oh, no, now we're going to put it out with not only the original McGear album on luxury vinyl. Now, I had to ring Billy Kinsley from the Merseybeats and say, because he'd done tracks on the CD2 of my McGear album on Esoteric Cherry Red.
Yeah.
I said, Billy, what's a luxury vinyl? He said, it's all right, Mike. It's good. It's heavyweight.
180 grams.
That'll do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
180.
Makes it play better.
Grams.
And
it's
a stunning piece. So there's the vinyl.
Yes. Luxury vinyl.
Luxury vinyl. There's the double CD with DVD.
Yes.
So you get the original album.
Yes.
Loads of bonus tracks, B-sides, unreleased stuff.
Yeah.
You get the fella from the Chieftains playing the Irish pipes.
Paddy Maloney.
Which is my favourite track.
I love it.
Yeah. And then what's
and
on...
And Viv Stanchel singing.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Lovely Viv Stanchel on there towards the end of CD2.
Yeah.
What was he like to work with? He must have been frustrating, I'd imagine.
No, he's a big,
really?
Lovely big ginge.
Oh, good.
He was the original ginge.
Yeah.
Oh, Viv was like, you go to his house... And you'd get into the lounge, and there's these big, speakers, because I'm looking behind you.
Were they speakers?
They were water. What are they called? With fish in them.
Tanks.
That'll do.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
What a fish is doing driving
these,
a tank, I have no idea.
These tanks were there, and they had turtles or terrapins in them.
Did
in
they?
In his house. Yeah. Big tanks, long tanks, etc. Viv was one of those people you call an eccentric.
Yeah.
A beautiful man.
But in the truest sense, because sometimes eccentrics are kind of, they are self-made. They've I want to be an individual, so I'm going to dress crazy. He was the real deal.
He was an eccentric. He couldn't help it.
No.
It was just the way he was made. and a beautiful human being. And what a, there, when it came to, what was it called, Magical Mystery Tour.
Mm.
And so Ryan Tarkett says, I've got this pizza. And he had a pizza.
Now, I've heard this. This is how he wrote the movie.
Yeah. And he had a movie and a pizza.
Yeah.
And he had all these sections of, and it came to a nightclub bit
here
on the pizza. Could see it now. And it's, I need a band to back the stripper. And they're thinking of the Temperance Seven. And I said, yeah, good, but... and obviously, you know, he was thinking of Scaffold, but we don't play music. We're not. We need musicians to play our music. And you need... Temperance Seven are absolutely wonderful, but this new group called the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, they are like a new... young Temperance Seven, you've got to hear them. They are, well, it's up to you. Leave it to you. And they heard, oh, yeah, get them in. And so they had on the film, you will see, and them in their prime.
What are they, is it Death Cab for Cutie they're playing? Death I think Cab. It is. It's long since I've seen it.
The son and daughter of Mr. and Mrs. The son and daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse is one of those things. Oh, the check out. Google those Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And just, I think they're something like 175 quid short of a thing. They're trying to say somebody's trying to nick their name.
What?
They're trying to, on Twitter, there is now the son, Viv's son, lovely man, is trying to get a campaign to save the name of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Wow.
And there's something like 170. Oh. They got thousands in to go to court and to get the rights of it. But there's something like 175 quid short. So all of you listening in, that's all it needs to save
the Bonzo. Is that Rupert Stanchel?
Rupert is, isn't that funny? You saying that. I remember this kid as a little baby going out to the house. And he is, Rupert is...
As a baby, and now he's
big,
a grown man.
A big baby.
I will find that campaign, and we will plug that. We'll see if he wants to come on and do that and protect his dad's legacy. Because
very
that's
important.
That is important.
Magear album. Esoteric Cherry Red. Animation, Weirdos.
Yeah. How did it do when it came out?
In 74?
Yeah.
It just came out and they said, Mike, they rang me from, what was it, Burbank, LA. Mike, we've got this wonderful album. Are you? I sound like Jerry Lewis. Ladies and gentlemen, I got this wonderful album here. And Mike, you're going to come to America and plug your album? I said, no thanks.
Oh.
No.
Gosh.
I've been to New York with Scaffold
and
stayed in the Chelsea Hotel with cockroaches in the shower.
Oh.
Lenny Cohen stayed there. It's lovely to watch his film. Our point tonight, of course, is to educate everyone.
Yes, definitely.
So we're seeing Lenny, his film, just saw his thing, in fact, with Nisha and...
It's Nick Leonard Brunfield, Cohen, isn't it? Nick Brunfield
new,
movie.
Whatever it's called.
Yes.
Go and see it. What a man he was.
Is it a good film? Oh, he was Mr. Lover-Lover.
Romantic.
Is it a good film?
It's interesting. It shows what a sort of gentleman he is.
Yes.
Not my kettle of fish, but he was one of those charismatic people.
Yeah.
And ladies just...
Oh, they flocked to him.
Well, you see it on the film.
Yeah.
But anyway... What's that got to do
Stop
with this conversation?
Stop plugging other people's things,
well,
Mike.
Well, no, you've got to
this
educate people.
This is why it didn't sell much in 74.
Yes, true.
Come on, that was 45
Sorry.
Years
and
later.
And so he said, come over to America and sell your Magear album on Warner Brothers then. Not Cherry Red Esoteric, on Warner Brothers then. And I said, no thanks, I've been to Scaffold, Bitter End.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. It's all, you know, all the mugging was going on then. I had an umbrella going around New York. It was not for the rain. It was to fence off the muggers, right?
Oh,
and so didn't want to go there again.
No,
Mike, you realise it's very important to come to... you don't know, just thank you very much. Do you realise that it was Elvis in LA? He said, you should really come and plug us, Mike. And I said, well, really don't want to do it. He said, whatever you want. So I thought, and really, he really was determined. So I said, this is easy. I'll put him off. I said, okay. Oh, great. Yeah, are you coming? Yeah, if I can have a limousine from my house to the airport. Yeah, you got it. And then first class flight from Liverpool Airport to New York. Sure, you got it. A limousine from there to the Waldorf Astoria. Yeah, okay, you got it. A suite in the Waldorf Astoria with Dom Perignon champagne, flowers, etc. And then hotels right across America, the best hotels, etc. Limousines, etc., etc. You got it, you got it, got it. And my own photographer, you got it. Limousine driver, yeah, you got it. Everything. And I said, and Derek Taylor, because he worked with Warner Brothers in London. We'll have to ask Derek, Mike. We'll have to ask Derek. Come back to you, but you got everything else. Bloody hell, I want to stay in Liverpool. So eventually Deggs said he'll come.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
A wonderful Derek Taylor. And so we did. We toured America. And the next time, have me on and ask me about the tour across America. Particularly ask me when we got to Boston. No busing in Boston. Ask me about when we played The Man Who Found God on the Moon. You will not believe Derek.
But we're not
and I.
allowed to talk about that now.
No, we're not. Okay. You can.
Well, tell me then. Don't tease us with next time you invite me in. Because I'm a big fan of Derek Taylor's. He was the publicist for the Beatles, for the Beach Boys. He moved to the
Mae
to
West,
LA.
Beach Boys.
And he was the person that coined the phrase, Brian Wilson is a genius. No one had said it before him. Mm. And what I love about Derek Taylor is, it seems from what I've seen of him, very quiet, softly spoken, but just balls of steel. Oh. And would just say anything that needed to be said to sell a record or something.
Like Ian Lee.
Apparently
on talk
so.
Radio.
Yeah.
Exactly like it. Outrageous.
I managed to get sober though. I know Derek struggled with that a little bit. I did as well, but I managed to get sober.
You got to the middle of the story already.
Oh right. Sorry.
We'll go back to Boston.
Go
but
on.
In the middle of the tour, he said, Michael, my dear boy, I'm going to have to leave you now.
Oh.
Because if I continue with you to Burbank, Los Angeles, Hollywood, I am going to be an alcoholic.
Wow. I'm going to be...
Yes.
Okay.
He actually admitted it. So he left halfway through.
Yeah.
But Boston, we got to Boston.
Go on.
And they had to hear the limited edition pressing of my McGear album on Esoteric Cherry Red.
Yeah.
Not then, it was Warner Brothers.
Yes.
And so... We said, yeah, sure, okay. And this big guy, he was a big Warner Brothers representative, and we've gone Elvis again.
They all sound like Elvis, these Americans.
Yeah, they do, because they sound far too Elvis-y. And he said, and he was a big man, black hairs thrusting out of his shirt, etc., a man's man. And he said, well, you guys like to hear your acetate? And we said, yeah, of course, that's what we're here for, okay. Now, I'll give you a few movies, I'll give you a movie, whilst you're watching it. We said, well, no, we can't listen. No, no, I'll turn the sound down. We said, okay. So we just want to skip a couple. Just want to hear, there's only a couple of tracks on the limited edition and The Man Who Found God on the Moon, the wonderful Man Who Found God
great
on
song.
The Moon.
Yeah.
Esoteric, beautiful little girl, Annette made me happy, all about Krishna and all that. And so we are listening, Ian.
Yes, Michael.
We are listening to The Man Who Found God on the Moon.
It's a long one, 6 minutes or so, isn't it?
Beautiful thing. And the video, turned down, comes on. It was something called Deep Throat.
Oh, my goodness gracious
me. Have you ever heard that? It wasn't children's time.
No.
We had never, Derek and I, are watching this thing, listening to this beautiful esoteric sound, watching this thing. If anybody has seen Deep Throat, don't Google it.
No, don't Google that one. Not safe for
that's
work.
That's what we had to watch.
Hold on,
Ian. Of course, in the end, Derek and I are on the floor killing ourselves. At the incongruity, the extraordinary insanity of the world that's going on around. That was a memory we will never, ever forget.
Beautiful. It's a lovely album.
Thank you.
The band on there are Wings.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney, Denny Lane. Who was the drummer? Was there a drummer?
It wasn't Wings. Our kid said, okay, now you've finished your scaffold, you've finished your Grimms, what are you doing? I said, not a lot. He said, why don't we do a record and try and make you some money? Having six kids, it might help with putting bread on the table. So I said, yeah, sounds like a good idea. We'll make a record. Came down to London, this place here, London Talk Radio.
We are live in London.
Londinium.
Yeah.
Okay. Sat around his house, And this a magic little song, just him on guitar, all three of him, Lynn, and me in the house, chinky chinky chunky chunky, and this thing, all this little magic thing descended on us called Leave It, this song called Leave It. Wonderful, really lovely. It was so perfect. Great. Let's record it. Went to Abbey Road, recorded it at Abbey Road, where I used to do all the scaffold stuff anyway, and our kid did all his Beatles stuff. So we knew it very well and recorded it. Great. Sent it to New York to Linda's dad and brother, and they listened to it. What are you talking about? Everyone's going, if you did it, they love this song. Why didn't you do an album? Mm. So our kid rang and said, right, New York, is good. They love it and they want to do an album. And I said, okay, yeah. He said, have you got enough songs? I said, well, I've done the McGough McGear thing. I've done the Woman album. Mm. So I have been writing, apart from Scaffold, I have been writing a lot of songs. Yeah, I've got a lot of songs. I have to work with a group. He said, I'm a group. I said, I'll work with you then.
I'm a group.
I'll work with you. And so he was doing, he had him, Lynn and Denny.
Brilliant.
That was their lineup. And so he said, what about a drummer? What about the drummer you had on Woman, which was Jerry Conway, great drummer. Mm. And so I said, oh, perfectly, if he can do it, great, Jerry could do it. And so we went to Strawberry Studios instead of Abbey Road, too expensive.
That's the 10cc
10cc
studios,
studio,
yeah.
In a Stockport.
Right.
It's called Strawberry. And we started recording. Then they brought in Jimmy McCulloch, young Jimmy McCulloch.
Yeah, some guitarist.
And so then little Paddy Pipes came over from Dublin and did his beautiful talk. You'll hear him talking to Linda there on that talking there. That lovely, that. And little Pipes there. And you'd never heard a man that can bend a penny whistle.
Oh. Now,
you can't bend a penny whistle. Paddy Pipes can. Beautiful. And then we had Brian Jones doing his sax from The Undertakers.
Okay.
Brian Jones from The Undertakers came. And so that was the basis of the McGear album. And that's what you have today.
And
Cherry Red, Esoteric.
All the bonus tracks, some of them were released, but a lot of them weren't released. Were they just sitting around in a vault?
They were up in my roof with... They said
on the big old tape.
Well, that's what Cherry Red Esoteric said. I said, okay, LA or here, London.
Yeah.
And I said, Cherry Red here, please. Thank you. Thanks, we'll have the tapes. And our kid and I had done it on MPL, his company called MPL.
Yeah.
And we leased it out to Warner's. So they said, OK, sign on the dotted line, give us the tapes. And I said, OK, rang MPL, can I have the tapes, please? The Cherry, I want to release this esoterically. And so they said, OK, yeah. And then Denier, another month. Excuse me, they still want the tapes. Have you got them? Yeah, we're looking for them. Ooh. Another month. I think Warner Brothers got them. Another month. This is over a year.
Wow.
This poor esoteric, where's our tape? You said you've signed on that. Where's the tapes? And in the end, Warner Brothers had lost the McGear master tape.
Wow.
So they said, we can do it from record, but have you got any original tapes? So I said, there's some in the roof, up in the roof of my house that have been there. I know every now and then what the cobwebs up and have a look. I'll have a look. So I got these 15 IPS boxes. One of them said McGear Master Tape Copy 1. The other one said McGear Master Tape Copy 2.
Beautiful.
And another record said, another thing he said, Leave It. A master, etc., with AP engineer. Do you know who the AP engineer on Leave It was?
No, go on.
Ever heard of Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, Alan Parsons.
Ever heard of Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Alan Parsons, was the engineer on Leave It.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't know. Till I read this bloody thing. Absolutely magic. So I've got them here. Look at these boxes here. And they said, great. And they said, can you play them? I said, well, my old Revox went out years ago, but Norm's lent me his tape recorder. I'll go and play on the... Tell us what's on there. Tell if it is. Because on the box, it says McGear album, might be bloody Scaffold Three Blind Jellyfish, Long Strong Black Pudding. So I'll go and play.
It's like having a conversation with my mum. It just keeps going off into little... And I'm trying to keep up.
Don't keep up, son.
I'm trying.
The big thing is, for you and all the audience listening,
yes,
know that I go off on tangents.
Oh, we love it.
If I go off on tangents, just bring me back.
I love the tangents.
Now, where was I?
Norm was getting his...
he got his tape recorder. Yes. Norm lent me his tape recorder. I said, right, I'll go and play him. Esoteric Cherry Red, smashing. I said, oh, before I put the phone down to you, by the way, there's a bit of white stuff, gunge on it, you know. Is that all right? Oh, what? White stuff, gunge. He said, don't play it.
Oh.
I said, why? If you play with white stuff on it, whatever it's called, it will just put it on and the tape heads will wipe your albums off. Oh, yeah.
And so it's like a mould or something?
It was. Wow. It was mould. I've been there for 40 years.
I know, but look after your tapes, kids.
Hot and cold, hot and cold, roof, hot and cold, hot and cold. This white mould is on. Don't play it. Bring it down to London and we'll bake it. And so...
That's being what they do, isn't it?
Yeah. Being a satirist, I said, in the oven?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what they do. I swear. And I took a suitcase of these tapes, including these other ones, some tapes with Pete Wingfield and I, some tapes with Billy Kinsley and I, some tapes from Savile Row, Apple Savile Row. Some, I brought them all down in a big suitcase, a very heavy suitcase, from Liverpool Lime Street to London Euston, gave them to Terry Red Esoteric, and it took a long time. They baked them.
They saved them.
And this is, they saved them. And this is what you hear.
Beautiful.
This magic that we hear now.
I want to talk about the DVD in a second as well, but let's take a call. We've got a few calls, but I would like, if you put your headphones on, Mike, let's go to, they're around your head.
Oh, yeah. By the way, folks, all of you that are listening will have just seen this lumbering scouse git looking for his headphones that were round.
Too loud, follow the lead around. But I want you to say hello to our friend Nigel. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Nigel. You're through to Mike McCartney.
Oh, hi.
Hiya, Nigel.
Nigel's a musician as well.
What's you in the
scouse? Don't go. Nigel, go and stand in the one bit of your house where you can get a phone signal.
It's usually clear in the kitchen. Is that better?
That's much better.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Nigel.
Thank you. Right, don't go near the oven, Nigel. You might bake yourself.
Yes.
Carry on, Nigel.
Yes, Nigel.
I can't hear. Was you in the scaffold group years ago?
I was indeed, Nigel.
Yes,
I was
I
was in the scaffold. That was. Thank you very much for the Ainsley.
Thank
you very much. Thank you very very much. I'm doing the repertoire. hold on. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Ready? Hold on, here's another one.
Oh,
we'll drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink. And finally, oh, Liverpool, lovely Liverpool.
That's back a bit, isn't it?
He's very old, Nigel.
I do.
Nigel,
I do go back.
To the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, 60s. 67, 68. Yeah.
Nigel, would you? Because Nigel phones in and sings to us from time to time. Do you want to sing anything to Mike?
Do you like Sinatra songs?
Do you like Sinatra?
I do. Yeah, I love Sinatra. Is that Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, I mean, Or Barry? No, Barry Manilow is a bit more upbeat.
Sinatra.
Give us a little, not too much, Nigel, because I want to talk about DVDs and stuff, but give us a little blast of Frank Sinatra.
So, Frank, I'll do a swing one, something
good.
A bit lively.
Oh, away you go.
Love it.
Yeah. Fly me to the moon and let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Hey,
and let me sing forevermore.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
Okay.
In other words, please be true. In other words,
take it home, Nigel.
I love you.
Nigel. Cool, Mike McCartney is here. We're going to find out a little bit more about the new album. This is Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor? The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here we go. Are you happy to say saying then on the radio?
Yes, what did I say?
About your daughter having a significant...
My son.
Your Josh. Son's having a birthday and then you grasped up how old your daughter was. I'm not going to say it.
Well, it's a lady's prerogative.
Exactly.
We're not going to mention any ladies' birthdays without their permission. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question I've always wanted to ask you?
Yes.
Can I have Paul McCartney's phone number, please?
Of course.
Go on, what is it?
Garston 6922.
I'm not...
That, you know...
Was that really the number?
In our house, we had a house called Forthlin Road, 20 yeah. Forthlin Road, that the National Trust has bought for the nation.
They have done, haven't they?
And they said, can you remember what your old phone number was? And I said, Garston 6922.
Mm.
And I said, I'll check on there. So I rang our kid. I said, remember that black Bakelite phone we had in Forthlin? Yeah, of course. I said, what was the number? He said, Garston 6922.
When did they buy the house? Was that a while ago, the National Trust?
Quite a while.
So you've been there, obviously, to...
The only reason they bought it is because of me.
To kick you out.
Well,
come on, it's time you moved out and got your own place.
I moved out when there's something called Beatlemania was happening.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was getting a bit too early.
Because and all the fans would rock up.
Yes, all day.
Wow.
And so it was getting a bit hairy, and so we had to move. And so my dad, being a Liverpudlian, said, OK, we'll move, but we're not moving so that all the kids can see us, because as soon as we've gone. So he booked they'll strip the house. Mm. So he booked a removal van for 12 o'clock midnight. Ian, this is the truth.
I bet that happened in Liverpool, though. People doing a
midnight flip.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we were doing it for the most valid reason.
Yeah, of course.
And then we moved out at midnight. Nobody knew we'd gone. And then Mrs. Jones and her family moved in. She had it for like 30 years. And in the end, she rang. She, weirdly, her daughter ended up where I live on the Wirral, over the water.
Wow.
The Beverly Hills of Liverpool.
Yeah, posh.
Obviously.
Very posh.
And so she rang me and said, look, Mike, the National Trust are interested. Long story short. But the end was, the National Trust are interested. I said, yeah, our kid and I have been talking about this, and they are the right people to have it. Because if we sold it to commercial people, they'd have fun furs in the garden, big wheels, helter-skelters, etc. And we're thinking of the neighbours. That's like you think of Nigel the other day, looking after him and your listeners. You really do care about your listeners. So we cared about our neighbours. They're going to be left with a legacy of this. The fans are coming every day anyway.
Mm.
And so the National Trust having it was the right thing. And so she said, they're there at the house today. Can you take me over to Liverpool? And I said, well, OK, I can't bring you back. I've got to go on. But I will take you over and meet the National Trust because, they're the ones for the house. So I got out the house, went down the path, and suddenly thought, hold on. I will take a book because it's now a little modern house with posh carpets, posh windows, double glaze and all that. I'll go and get me a book from the house that I, photographs that I took as a kid in our old house. So I went back, got the book, put it in my bag, went, took Mrs. Jones to the thing. And there are these gentlemen from the National Trust looking round the house. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, look, double glazing carpets. And oh, dear, oh, dear. This is not what we envisage. We envisage an old, you know, no, no. And I was completely not interested. And so, well, OK, I'm not a bloody house salesman. I said, I've got to get off now. Your daughter's coming for you. I said, I'll go. And as we were leaving the house, I said to the National Trust gentleman, I said, oh, by the way, I bought this book of how it was in the old days. You want to look before I go? I've got to go. Oh, if you insist. Totally disinterested.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there they are. Oh, they are. There's a picture in the lounge here. There's it in the carpets here. The offcuts of carpet. We couldn't afford a whole carpet, so the auntie has brought us offcuts of carpet. There's on the arms of the armchairs here. They made these covers for the armchairs to stop the springs coming out and ripping our school clothes to pieces.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And there's the old window. Oh, sash windows. Oh, they're not typically sash windows. Oh, those sort of doors. There. Hold
suddenly
on.
Suddenly they could see it.
Suddenly they were back where I was, as we were, as people living there all those years ago. And, all right. So the deal was, if we have your photographs, if you will buy your photographs, and we'll buy the house.
Wow.
And that was the deal. And then Yoko got the idea to buy John's house, help them with buying John's house. And that's the only reason those
incredible,
wonderful little time warps, little magic worlds are there.
I've not been. Have they made it look like 1962
in there? Like we used to live there.
Really?
Linoleum.
That must be weird going. It is a bit. Time travel.
After they'd done it up, it was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Because I lived there. I lived in that. And so, and our kid going round with James Corden the other day.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? That's the first time he's ever been.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
So, because every time he'd gone before, he'd ring and say, there's nobody in. I said, you soft son. Ring me, I'll get
there's a key under the mat.
Obviously. And so so both of us going
there's
back.
There's nobody in.
No, but there's nobody in. Open the door, oh, let him in. Brother Michael, that's aesthetic.
That's you.
Red. That's me.
That's you, Brother
well
Michael.
Well done.
Yeah, I know.
You, how quick you are, Ian.
Thank you very much. Your dad, Jim, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He must have been so proud of you two boys when it took off. For both of you.
Mum Mary died in 56.
Yeah.
Dad died in 76. Mum saw nothing of the insanity. And let me make this very clear.
Mm.
If my mum would have lived, I wouldn't be sitting here as a cheeky chappy, an entertainer.
Would she have told you off?
No, she would have said, go into the professions. You're not going into music. No way, Jose. She would have put us in the professions. You'll be talking here to Dr. McCartney.
Wow.
More likely, Father McCartney.
Wow,
you're
really?
A good
is that
Catholic
the way it
girl.
Could have gone?
No, I can assure you that's the way it would have gone.
Would have gone. Mum, what Mum said happened.
But Dad was in a band called Jim Mack's Band. So when Mum died, the rules were relaxed. He bought me a banjo, my brother a guitar, then a set of drums fell off the back of a lorry, as we say in Liverpool. I was practicing the drums and broke my arm, and this left hand died.
Yep.
It was a dead fish, paralysed, and Pete Best got the job.
Really?
This is
I
the
did
truth.
Not know that.
Ian, that I once. Well, no, you see, I also forget as well.
Of course.
You've obviously forgotten, but I also forget because it was a long time ago. It's only
this
when the Quarrymen, I was doing a one man tour called Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, I Wish. And I was in Bristol, and one of the Quarrymen came in to see the show, and he said, there were great times in Fortham, weren't they? And I said, yeah, why? He said, you know, when you drummed with us. I said, did I?
I did what now?
On the set of drums. I'd forgotten. Yeah, you used to drum with us. You were the original drummer. Oh, okay. He said, I remember you coming up for having a wee upstairs where our kid on that cordon thing used to play his guitar and the echo. He said, I remember coming up for a bog up there and I used to see you in your room drawing. You were drawing. And I was actually drawing the weirdos.
Well,
funny you should bring that up,
Ian. Now, because we've only got like 4 or 5 minutes left, and this is the DVD that comes with the McGear album. I'm going to post all the links to where people can get it and stuff.
Yes, please.
But you've always been, as well as being music, and you've written hits. You've had big, big hits.
Enormous.
Huge hits.
Gigantic.
But you've also artistic in photography.
Yes.
Got your camera with you. The cover of Chaos and Creation in the Backyard is...
That is one of mine.
It's a stunning picture.
One of mine.
Taken when, I guess, what, you were 16, 17?
Very young, through my mum's neck curtains.
Some picture. So you've got your photography, and you've had books out, but also drawings, cartoons, sketches, and this is...
Now, that's fascinating. You should bring that the weirdos up, Ian. Funny that.
You told me to. You passed me a note saying, please talk about the weirdos now, otherwise I'm walking.
Don't mention the money.
I do apologise.
It's commercial radio. And now, how about this? All the things you forget. Yeah. All you do is do things. In life, all you do is do it. No good talking, do it.
Yeah.
Like taking photographs. You know, I'm worried about photography. Don't worry. Take it.
Yeah.
Everything. Don't worry about talking. Talk. Mm. If it goes wrong, it doesn't matter.
That's not important. Exactly. It's
do
not
it.
Important, yeah.
D-I-M, my father used to say, do it now.
Brilliant.
And so and how about this? The drawings I used to do then, the first Scaffold single done by the man, the director, what do you call the producer, was a man called George Martin.
Oh!
And our record was...
Charles's dad, yes, I've heard
that's right. Our record was called Today's Man Die. Today's man die, man dies washing die. It was that slow. Strangely, it was a miss. But that was our first record. 2 days, letter two, 2 days Monday, yeah. Three blind jellyfish on the record. You look at the, I hope it's on the DVD, the drawings of the front of it looks a bit like Blob from the Weirdo.
Yeah.
You turn it over on the back, it is Beaky from the Weirdos. Then in 19, it was before, thank you very much, which was 67. So this 66, I drew the cover of the Scaffold's first record, and that is now part of the Weirdos animation.
Isn't that funny?
Is that
years,
weird?
52 years later.
Yeah.
Amazing. So the DVD is the animation...
No, the Weirdos are separate.
It's separate.
The Weirdos are separate. The animation is separate. I did that in Edgehill University with Pete and LA Productions set up, though.
Right.
Do you know LA Productions are?
No, I do not.
LA Productions, you will when I say Jimmy McGovern's Hillsborough.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Sean Bean's Broken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on, all these things. Beautiful place. And they got me to LA to do the Weirdo animation with Pete Miller in Edgehill University. And they are now, you can see them on my twits. I'm a twit. You're a twit as well, aren't you, Ian? You are a twit.
I love old people speaking about modern technology. Yes. Twitter, yes.
Oh, that's right. That's the one.
That's the one. That's what are you on there? You're at... it's complicated.
I think
type in Mike McCartney and you pop up.
Twitter. That's right.
It's at _ Mike McCartney _.
That's right.
Mike, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
It's a great rehearsal. Do you want to do it for real now? Should we?
Yeah, okay, yeah. This has been taped.
This is live.
Oh, we're going to go live now.
We're going to go live now. That was just
great,
a little dress
okay.
run. And then remember all the answers that you did, and we'll do it after 11, if that's
well, no,
okay.
No, I don't do things
Michael.
Again.
Michael!
I freeze.
McGear is the album.
McGear, Esoteric Cherry Red.
It's
yeah.
out there. Usual places. I'll find some good links and I'll tweet it as well in a bit and I'll at you. So if people want to follow you, you're very entertaining on Twitter.
The Weirdos animation.
Are you going to do any more shows? Any like one man shows or performances with Roger McGough or anything like that?
Not. They want to get Scaffold back to get Esoteric Cherry Red. Are talking about a compilation, big Scaffold compilation, and getting all those things that we did. Scaffold did, and there's a great song. The guy that found the Morecambe and Wise Lost Tapes,
and
Doctor Who Lost Tape, found Scaffold live at the Talk of the Town.
Oh,
1969, Ian, if you can ever see that, we want to get it
up
to people. It is magic. It was at our prime. in the...
You've got to do it.
No, it's on. It's there. It exists.
Right.
We came to the British Film Institute and we went on the stage asking, answering questions, questions and answers, and people saw it. On. Even my wife likes it.
Gosh!
Ian.
It must be good.
I was talking with Pete and Chrissy at our resi just then, and they said, what about that scaffold live at the Talk of the Town? I said... Roe, what do you think of that? He said, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
That, for my wife of 37
wow,
years.
Mate.
Ian. Ooh.
What a day.
Ooh.
What a time to be alive.
Ooh.
Actual scenes. So nice to see you.
And you, Kate.
I'm really glad that this album is kind of getting the recognition it deserves 45 years later. It's a funny old world, isn't it? Some of them are a slow burner. And they get there when they're meant to get there.
Yeah.
We'll carry on as normal, dear listener. 0344 499 1000. Thank you, Mike McGee and McCartney.
Thank you very much.
This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.